Welcome to the Ask Dr. Deanna Show. I'm Dr. Deanna Osborne, your host. Join me weekly as I cover various health-related lifestyle medicine topics that you get to request. This show is for anyone who wants to proactively improve their health position. I hope you enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Today, we are going to go in yet another direction with autoimmune diseases. We've been covering a series on just reversing or helping to manage certain diseases that can be well managed with lifestyle, sometimes with supplements, and just making some changes. And we are all, geared toward, wanting to, embrace health and just be the healthiest version of ourselves that we can be. And some of us have struggled with issues that have to do with autoimmune disorders. And surprisingly, there are over 80 different types of autoimmune disorders that have been identified so far. And that's really shocking to me. I can remember when I was in medical school, autoimmune disorders were considered to be something quite rare. And what we found now is they're no longer rare. They're actually quite common. And I wanted to go through kind of what it is, what happens, and what we can do to maybe help manage or even prevent, conditions like this from happening. So first of all, the bottom line, when you look at autoimmune diseases, it is generally the body, the immune system is sort of attacking itself. It is attacking itself, different organs within the body. And it is because the immune system thinks that it is foreign for some reason. You've created an antibody to self, if you will. And what this leads to is generally tissue damage. Sometimes it can lead to chronic inflammation of certain organs. And then even in some cases, it can lead to organ failure, such as in the case of autoimmune hepatitis, for example, where it would actually lead to failure of the liver and maybe even require a liver transplant. It affects a lot of different parts in the body, from the joints to the skin to the thyroid gland, the nervous system, blood vessels even can be affected. And as I said earlier, there are over 80 different types of identified or diagnosable autoimmune disorders. And these range from rheumatoid arthritis to lupus to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is a thyroid condition, Graves' disease, type 1 diabetes as well. And I feel like I am well suited to talk on the topic of autoimmune because as a clinician, as a physician, I've had kind of my own little, grouping of case studies, if you will, that basically comes from my own family. So within my family, there's a large genetic predisposition toward autoimmune diseases, from type 1 juvenile diabetes to certain arthritic type conditions like psoriatic arthritis, and even one called Addison's disease, which is an autoimmune condition affecting the adrenal glands. So I've spent a lot of time looking at this. I have definitely looked at the genetic component of it as well. And what I will tell you is when they look at, well, what causes these autoimmune conditions? What is it really? It is somewhat genetic, but it is also very much environmental. And whenever I say environmental, that means we can do something about it. Okay. And I have often said when I was in medical school, I learned or I believed for whatever reason that basically you have these certain genetics that you were born with. And that in a sense, it was sort of like a hand of cards, the hand that you were dealt. And so you're probably going to get this, whatever the disease is, because it runs in your family. But what we know today is that that is not necessarily true. That's actually the good news. It matters. The environment matters. And specifically, the environment that we bathe those genes in absolutely matters. So if I'm eating a diet that is just loaded with processed foods, I am not going to do well. It's like I'm flipping a light switch and I am actually going to, develop arthritis. I'm going to develop, maybe one of these other autoimmune conditions. But if I am eating a whole food, nutrient-dense, clean diet that doesn't have all the chemicals, doesn't have the toxins, all of that stuff, I'm exercising, I'm getting good sleep, all those things, that has an impact on the genes and whether I've turned a gene on or not. Okay. So these genes that are bad genes, we just want them to stay quiet. We don't want to activate them. We want to do whatever we can to keep them quiet. And so with that, you know, when you look at, well, what is the best treatment for somebody who has autoimmune? And this can be really tricky because you guys know that from a weight management standpoint, I'm always talking about the no sugar, no grains, nothing to eat after 7 p.m., which is basically pulling in some intermittent fasting to help with weight loss. Well, autoimmune protocol is sometimes a very challenging diet to follow. It's worth it, and it does make a difference because you do see a lot of gut healing, which a lot of the autoimmune issue actually, you know, one of the first things to do is gut work and make sure that the gut is working. But so the autoimmune protocol, oftentimes called AIP diet, is one that basically gets rid of all sugar, all grains. There are certain, you know, nuts and legumes that you would eliminate for a time as well. And it focuses on probiotics, healthy gut, eating wild-caught fish, for example, grass-fed beef. So just very, very clean, getting rid of all chemicals in the diet. And also looking at food sensitivities as well. So doing testing to see what foods am I, you know, allergic to, what foods am I sensitive to? Because if you've got food sensitivities, when you're looking at food allergies, you know, there are two classes there. Well, there are probably more than two, but the two that we primarily focus on, one is IgE, which is an anaphylactic type of reaction to food. The other one is IgG, mediated, which is more of a food sensitivity. And so those food sensitivities are still like a mild, very mild, low-level allergy that's going to cause chronic inflammation in the gut that then has an impact on the lining of the gut, causing things to leak across that membrane that shouldn't be. And then all of a sudden, your immune system is just ramping up and probably going to go into overkill to basically take care of whatever, you know, foreign thing it is in the body. Well, this whole process, you know, you've just tweaked your immune system and kind of sent it in a direction. And that in and of itself could potentially be a player with this whole autoimmune issue. So food sensitivities is important to do that. It's important to look at the gut, do the gut work. And then when you look at supplements that are commonly used in addition to just doing the diet and looking at it from that standpoint, vitamin D is absolutely essential for immune system regulation. And it's not uncommon. This is where, you know, a time when I would maybe even recommend to a patient a higher dose of vitamin D, for example. Because again, we know that there are studies that will show that it can help for the immune system to become regulated and to, you know, kind of reset in a way. Also, omega-3s. Omega-3 essential fatty acids become so critical here. I love omega-3s because I am an autoimmune person. I typically take an omega-3 twice a day. So that's probably about 2,000 milligrams, you know, 1,000 milligrams once or twice a day. But anyway, omega-3s, the product that I love is Orthomolecular's OrthOmega. Is the product. And again, what I love about it is it's cold pressed. It is a fish oil. You can bite into the capsule. It does not taste like fish. There's no rancid belching or anything like that, which you should not have that with a good fish oil. Okay. So I know that it's clean, and that's the important thing because a lot of times fish oils can, you know, be tainted with metals such as mercury. And you know, that's the reason that they recommend that pregnant women not eat a tremendous amount of fish because they could be contaminated. The fish could be contaminated with mercury. I actually found a company in Alaska that ships wild salmon to me every single month. And that's one of the things that I do. Again, that's a great omega-3 source. And then also including things like antioxidants that basically help to fight free radical damage. And you can get a lot of antioxidants in foods, but basically, you know, selenium, vitamin C, those are fantastic to include in the diet or in as a supplement, as well as your probiotics. Okay, so you got to eliminate the stuff that's you know, disrupting the gut. put in good, healthy probiotics. You know, there are a lot of good ones out there. I like Bacillus coagulans, especially because I know that that is the strain that is really very much destroyed by glyphosate, which is a chemical that's often in our food. And that it also is the strain that helps to protect from C. difficile as well, which is a diarrhea infection. And then curcumin. Okay. So curcumin is fantastic for autoimmune. Curcumin, also sometimes called turmeric, is an herb. Okay. It's a root that is used in food as a flavoring, as a spice, but you can also get it in supplement form, and it is anti-inflammatory. It is great for joints, but it's also anti-inflammatory for the whole system, the whole body. There's a product that Ortho Molecular makes. It's in their musculoskeletal line. It's called Turmeric. They also have one, I think, called Turiva, and those are just different forms of curcumin or of turmeric that, again, help to reduce inflammation. And yes, it will help with the joint pain, with the knee pain or whatever from your runner's injury, but it also is going to help with the GI system. It's going to help total body and help with this whole autoimmune system, you know, dysregulation. It's interesting, you know, when you look at what we've been talking about, a lot of the things have actually been some form of a dysregulation. And I think it's good to think about that, you know, whether it is the type 2 diabetes that we mentioned, or the fatty liver that we mentioned earlier this month. Those are forms of metabolism or metabolic dysregulation or metabolic dysfunction. And likewise, when you look at these autoimmune conditions, that is also a form of dysfunction or dysregulation where the immune system is behaving in an inappropriate manner. Okay. And we don't like that, right? We don't want the immune system to behave in an inappropriate manner. And so these are some of the things that we can do. If you want more information on AIP diet or autoimmune protocol diet, you know, do a little Google search. You'll find lots of things. A couple other resources. You know, I like to give resources. There's a great cookbook called Against All Grain, which is basically healing your body. Yes, it eliminates grain, but they have great recipes in there that are fantastic, and they teach you other things to use when you're cooking to basically move away from all the grain, all the sugar, and to basically work on some of that gut healing. I do not remember the author's name, but it is a great book, and it's certainly one that has helped me. So that's a great resource. You can also go to Thrive Market. Thrive Market is a good resource. It's an online, I believe they're in California, but I sometimes order things from them, things that I maybe can't find in Ohio that I'm looking for. But I know that some companies like that, you can go in and you can actually put in autoimmune protocol, and they will, it'll pull up what foods are listed there, what you could use. So how do I get a grain-free tortilla chip, for example? You know, they would have those in that Siete brand. There are some other things that you can do there. You know, if you're looking for gluten-free, it will help you with that as well. So there are lots of great resources out there that can help you, you know, to basically make this lifestyle a little bit easier. Autoimmune is, you know, no joke. And it is definitely a more challenging diet to follow because of the restrictions, because of the other things that are eliminated, but it can be done. And it can absolutely make a huge difference for people, especially if they are suffering from significant joint pain or, you know, liver inflammation from, you know, autoimmune hepatitis or, you know, really any of the other issues that are there. I've seen, you know, even MS is actually an autoimmune condition they're discovering now. And I've seen people transform that condition, just really manage it well and reverse it even through diet, through lifestyle. So this is first and foremost, always work with your doc, okay? Always, you know, connect with them and let them know what you're doing and you know, get their support, get them on board with the plan. But just know that you can adapt a healthy lifestyle and you can absolutely see results, not just from the standpoint of reversing some of these conditions that we've talked about, but also increasing your energy level, increasing your cognitive abilities, increasing, you know, your ability to move, to function, and just to do so many things, which is absolutely incredible and really what it's all about. So thank you so much for joining today. I hope this has been helpful, and be sure to tune in again next week. I hope you enjoyed that episode. For more information, visit me at deannaosborne.com. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dr. Deanna Osborne. I really want to hear from you, so message me. I love taking your messages and creating topics from them. Please rate, review, subscribe, and share my show with those who have an interest in health and wellness. Thank you for tuning in, and see you next week.